Donald Trump, Republicans are killing it in impeachment hearings. By Charlie Spiring on November 19, 2019. President Donald Trump expressed praise for House Republicans during the Democrat-led impeachment hearings on Tuesday. "The Republicans are absolutely killing it. They are doing so well because they are doing so well," Trump said proudly during a cabinet meeting at the White House on Tuesday afternoon. Ranking Member Representative Devin Nunes, RCA, began Tuesday's hearing by torching Democrats and their puppets in the media for their one-sided approach to the impeachment process. As hearings began with Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and Jennifer Williams, an advisor to Vice President Mike Pence, Trump commented that Vindman insisted during the hearing that he be addressed by Republicans by his military rank and questioned why Vindman was suddenly wearing his military uniform at the impeachment hearings when he wears civilian clothes at the White House. He said he would let the public decide for themselves whether Vindman was credible, but said that he did not even know who he was. "I don't know Vindman, I've never heard of him," he said. Trump also noted that Vindman testified that the transcript released of his July 25 call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was accurate. He also referenced State Department official George Kent, who testified on Tuesday, with the nice bow tie, the wonderful bow tie. "Maybe I'll get one for myself one day," Trump mused. He denied knowing any of the bureaucrats testifying, including Kent, Vindman, and acting United States Ambassador to Ukraine William Taylor. "All of these people are talking about they heard a conversation of a conversation of another conversation that was had by the president," he said. Trump described the proceedings as a kangaroo court led by little Shifty Schiff, criticizing the Democrats for not allowing White House lawyers to cross-examine the witnesses. He said that the founders would have never thought the current Democrat-led impeachment hoax would be possible under the Constitution. "What's going on is a disgrace, and it's an embarrassment to our nation," he said.